Hey, it's Barry. In today's episode, I wanted to cover property trading as we as a business do it and how you can duplicate our model. I think property trading is seen as the preserve of those with large amounts of cash, and it's simply not the case. There are several ways to approach this. So when I talk about property trading, I'm talking about its purest form, which is you simply buy a property and sell it the way that you find it. Although for the purpose of this conversation, it's probably worth discussing property purchasing and refurbish. So right now, our model is relatively straightforward. We primarily only look at direct-to-vendor deals. I think if you're looking through Rightmove, you're competing with the whole world. I know many of you will be having success with that. You just need to keep doing the hard miles, speaking to estate agents, keeping your eye on Rightmove, looking for discounts or price reductions to go in with a cheeky offer that allows you to make money on the far end of it. Our model is somewhat different. We've done some business with estate agents. We're actually working on something that will allow us to collaborate a lot more frequently with estate agents. But right now we run lots of ads, social media, Google, paid traffic basically, which allows us to get direct to the vendor. Most of these leads are actually tire kickers, people who have no interest in selling their property, which is quite frustrating. And for those that are interested in selling their property, we've got to dance the dance of the seven veils with them. So what type of property is it? What does it look like? What's their expectation in terms of price? Very often we have a conversation where somebody says, mine's worth £300,000 and you're doing a comparable. You cannot see a comparable on the street at that level. And they tell you that one up the road, number 15, sold for £300,000. Turns out number 15 is a five-bed, double garage, swimming pool, helipad property. And Mary, who's you're on the phone to, is trying to sell you a two-bed flat for the same money. So there's quite a lot of that clunkiness, conversations. It's just the day and daily. It's what we have to do, truck away. So in amongst all of that stuff, there will be lots of people who are willing to sell at a sensible price. Now, sensible for the rest of the world isn't necessarily sensible for me. I like to buy at a very deep discount, particularly if I'm doing a pure trade, buying it and simply selling it on to an investor or on the open market. So effectively, we do need to buy a relatively deep discount. If it doesn't work for us, it's not dead. We can still take properties on. We've got great relationships with investors who are happy to buy with a reasonable discount, 10 or 15% discount. We can justify then a fee. We can oversee that property. We earn a bit of money. They get a fantastic cash flowing property and everyone's happy. The seller has got rid of their property. So unless it is a particularly good deal, I'm not likely to buy it. I'm likely to let it go to one of our investors, and that's where the bulk of our stock goes. If it's a property where it is a good deal, the discount is deep enough that just allows me to buy it for cash, that is my preference. Here in Scotland, we're paying 6% stamp duty on top, or additional dwelling supplement to give it its official title, but stamp duty as it was known. My English cousins, you'll be paying 3%, I guess, but it's another tax on a purchase which wasn't there 5 or 6 years ago. So all of this stuff adds in. Invariably, we've got our legals to pay. We will usually offer to pay for the seller's legals as well. In Scotland, we have a home report that we like to have done, so that's a surveyor going in and making sure the property is tickety-boo. But all of this stuff adds to your cost. So sometimes when we buy for 100 and sell for 50, people think we've just lifted £50,000 out of the transaction. It's just not that simple. There are taxes, costs, fees in the way, fees outweigh and such like. So ideally, I want to buy property using my own cash. Simpler, slicker, I can control the whole process. I can then settle within 20 days and there are no issues. If need be, we can use some form of bridging or short-term finance. You may be using this yourself. It adds a bit to the overall cost and the claimed 1% a month or 1.25% a month that bridgers charge, or the headline figure. Really isn't the case. You usually have fees in the way, so a couple of £1,000 of fees just to set up that loan, maybe a £1,000 exit fee. They'll come up with a fee for sticking you through their lawyer, so their lawyer will oversee it and charge usually a fairly high fee for doing that as a service. They'll want their own valuer out there, so that adds more cost to it. All this stuff you need to factor in, but there is effectively 100% lending out there for you if you want it. It's just, are you willing to pay for it? Are you willing to add that cost? So we've already got the property purchase price. We've then added on stamp duty. We've then added on maybe two sets of legals. We're now going to add on 6% in interest plus £5,000, £6,000 in additional fees. All this stuff has to be factored in before you make a decision as to whether you're buying a property. So our middle ground in all of this is we do an assured sale. This is something we teach and work with investors, show them if they are interested in trading property. Many of our investors are simply interested in building a passive portfolio, but others are interested in doing that and actually earning wages, so trading property in the way that we do. So you can pay cash for property, you can sell it to other investors, whereby you'll earn a fee. And the middle ground is an assured sale, so some form of underwrite agreement where it might not quite be a purchase for you, but let's say you secure the property for £150,000. You think you can find a buyer at £160,000 or £170,000. You can sit in between those two transactions and lift money out there without paying or without buying the property. So good news for you is you haven't put any cash into the process. You haven't any stamp duty to pay because you never owned the property. You might pick up the fees for the seller, pay their legals, pay their survey or home report costs. But it's actually a fantastic way of earning money from properties you don't own. So if it's a near miss, if it's not quite a cash buy for you, and you can't stack it up on bridging, that can be a fairly fabulous way of making money from property on deals that you would otherwise have lost. So that's really our model. So we just run lots of adverts. If I can buy it outright and it's a fairly straightforward thing to do at a big discount, I will do it. I will then usually just pop that out onto the market untouched. Or I may look at doing some form of light refurb. I am not terribly interested in breaking down walls and building into attics and such like. It is not my forte. I don't really enjoy the process. I know many people do. If I buy a three-bed house, guess what it'll be on the way out? A three-bed house, just nicer. So all that stuff percolates away. That allows me to make big chunks of money from those flips, if you like. We're earning good fee money from our investors. We work hard for them. We make sure that the properties stack up. We ensure that it's going to be viable in terms of easily let, or if it's already let, there's a steady tenant in place. And then on occasion, we'll use that assured sale process where we can't quite buy it, but we could probably earn more than a fee from it simply by sitting in the middle of the transaction. So that is all part of our process. That's how we trade property. You can duplicate our model within the group, actually. If you go to property.fm and join the group, we speak about that in some of the free trainings, so that might be of interest. As ever, drop us an email, team@property.fm. If this has been of interest or of use to you, please, this is a new podcast, share it with somebody, become involved. We're also looking to interview people involved in property, so if you are actively involved, a buy-to-let landlord, if you are a trader, an agent, a funder of some sort, interested in your view, and so would others be interested in your view. So do get in touch, team@property.fm, and let's get a conversation going. That's all for today. Good luck, be strong, go forward.